This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, meditation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of meditation in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the ways which we need to definitely follow in order to have self-reformation, self-building, is the path of meditation. Now, what we mean by the meditation is we mean that to watch out ourselves, to watch out our actions, our thoughts, our speeches, or anything that we perform in order to see whether it is in line with the Islamic teachings or not. And this thing is known as meditation in the Shia Islamic thoughts. Now, when we talk about the meditation, it is necessary that a person must look at his actions. And before the actions, it is necessary to watch out the thoughts that we have, because it is in human being that it is in the nature of human to think about different things. And when we start thinking about a specific thing, we can go to different dimensions. The dimensions, even what practically cannot be attained or which cannot be achieved practically, but through the thoughts we can reach there. Therefore, it is necessary to watch out the thoughts. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that the thoughts and imaginations of the human beings are just like the birds. When you keep them in the cage, they are in your control. But if you leave it, it will flew away like a bird, which can never be caught back. Therefore, it is necessary to control our thoughts in the cage of the ethics, in the cage of the religion, in the cage of the justice. Therefore, it is necessary to have the meditation, especially to watch out our thoughts on the first place, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of meditation in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to first watch out our thoughts, and then in order to have the good lifestyle, inshallah. And if we can control our thoughts, if we can watch out our thoughts, then obviously the actions will be in accordance to the imaginations and thoughts that we have. You know, sometimes we think about a specific thing, about a person, and we go into the depth of those things that we are thinking about, and then we perform something. This thought can increase the stress of people. There are many people, for example, who do not socialize so much with the people, and they just want to live alone. They do not socialize so much, and they're involved in thinking, and they think about themselves or how people think. And for example, if I wear this, if I go out, if I talk this way, what will people think about me? And slowly they get away from the society. They don't know how to socialize with the society, and this is because of the wrong thoughts that they had. If they would have thought positively about everything and they have socialized among the people, then obviously they wouldn't reach to that point in which they have reached in their life. Therefore, it is necessary to first take care of the thoughts. And the second thing is our actions are according to our imaginations and thoughts. It's according to our beliefs. And if the thoughts are, you know, if we control our thoughts, we can control our actions. And after that, the speech that we perform. Therefore, it is necessary to look out, to watch out our actions. For example, in this holy month or in this month, there were specific things that I need to perform. Have I done that? Or when I'm talking to someone, if I'm socializing, do I need to socialize in this way or not? And if I can take care of myself, if I can watch out myself, I will not be involved in a sinful action, and I can control myself, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.